AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Five more so-called Proud Boys indicted for what prosecutors say was a plot to attack the Capitol.
The former top leader of the far-right extremist group and other members have been charged with seditious conspiracy for what federal prosecutors say was a coordinated attack on the U.S. Capitol. Former Proud Boys chairman Henry Enrique Tarrio and four others linked to the group were previously charged with different conspiracy counts. More than three dozen people charged in the Capitol siege have been identified by federal authorities as Proud Boys leaders, members, or associates. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Abortion rights activist Guido Reitstetter was arrested outside the Supreme Court after chaining himself to a perimeter fence in protest of the court's expected decision that would overturn Roe v. Wade and topple the landmark 1973 ruling. On the steps below, anti-abortion demonstrators. A decision by the Supreme Court is expected by the end of the month. It will follow this spring's leak of a draft decision showing a conservative majority of the court favoring overturning abortion rights that have been in place for nearly 50 years. Gas prices continue to rise, $4.86 a gallon nationally. GasBuddy.com's Patrick DeHaan.
Demand for gasoline is up. Supply remains weakened, partially due to the fact refineries have closed over the last few years, and that's pushed us to the brink of seeing a national average closing in on $5 a gallon.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson survives a no-confidence vote. Support for Johnson among fellow Conservatives slipped amid revelations he and his staff repeatedly held parties while the country was under COVID-19 restrictions.
I think this is a very good result for politics and for the country.
This is AP News. Seven states hold primaries tomorrow.
Voters are headed to the ballot box to set the field for November. Primaries are being held Tuesday in California, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota. Primary season is shaping up to be a challenging one for House Democrats, with midterm elections typically punishing the party holding the White House. North of Los Angeles, three Democrats are vying to take on freshman House member Mike Garcia, a former Navy pilot endorsed by President Trump, whose district was redrawn with a more Democratic profile. In Iowa, three Republicans are competing to run against Cindy Axne, Iowa's lone U.S. House Democrat. Her Des Moines district was redrawn to include rural southern counties that have been strongly Republican. Montana has added population and a second House seat. Five Republicans are vying in that primary, including former Congressman and Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. I'm Jennifer King.
A federal judge in Louisiana blocks the state's congressional districts. Only one is mostly black. The state's top election official, a Republican, will appeal. I'm Tim McGuire.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.